was a team MVP last year from Merlo, Argentina. The name, Mati Vera.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to John and his firm for being the presenting sponsors of this show and a wonderful opportunity to catch up. He's been the captain for the Houston Dynamo this year, exceptional in midfield, Matias Vera. We also have Edgar Valise of the Houston Dynamo, who is going to be translating. So I would just say, Matias, maybe describe the season up to this point.
Bueno, buenas tardes, gracias. Nada, creo que es una temporada irregular para nosotros. Creo que de lo que es resultados, creo que no pudimos mantener una racha que pudimos conseguir de victorias. Y bueno, creo que eso es lo que hoy marca en la tabla de posición la irregularidad en el juego la regularidad en el juego y en los resultados que hace que hoy no estemos dentro del objetivo que nosotros queremos.
Glenn, thanks for having me on. If I had to put it in one word, I'd say irregular for different reasons, right? But I think when you look at our season overall, we definitely needed to string more victories together to have us in a better spot to where we want to be, which is the postseason. And you see it on the table now. We're not where we want to be, and that's a product of just not stringing along enough victories in a row.
Matias, do you feel that the midfield is more cohesive this year? It's more together than it has been in the past with you, Darwin, and Memo.
Bueno, la verdad que creo que es un trabajo que viene en crecimiento, que lo venimos mejorando. Memo por ahí en una posición en la que habitualmente no venía jugando y creo que lo está haciendo muy bien, aportando tanto en lo defensivo como en lo ofensivo. Y bueno, creo que eso es algo para remarcar, algo que el técnico creo que busca y que quiere, encontrar un equilibrio en el medio defensivo, pero también a la vez encontrar en los dos internos esa agresividad hacia el ataque. Y bueno, creo que lo hemos venido mejorando en el transcurso de los partidos y esperemos que cada vez se vaya aceitando eso y lo podamos hacer de mejor manera para poder ayudar al equipo.
Yeah, Glenn, definitely. I think when you look at everyone in the midfield right now, it's kind of a work in progress. We're almost at a finished product because look at Memo specifically. He's playing in a new position, a position he wasn't playing in last year. So a lot's being asked of him, a lot is being asked of all of us. We try to keep a good balance, but we always want to remain aggressive, whether that's offensively, defensively. We want to just remain aggressive for the whole match and kind of also find that balance between the two. Because our role is primarily to help the team, whether that's offensively or defensively, we're going to be there for the team.
He's Matias Vera. He joins us. Last year, he was a team MVP for the Houston Dynamo. He was outstanding in his debut season, adapting to Major League Soccer. Matias, one thing that I always notice is just your level of professionalism, your focus. It really comes through when I call these games. Where did these great professional habits get nurtured and maybe learned from you?
No, bueno, creo que bueno, eso lo va formando situaciones que va teniendo uno como profesional y las vivencias que uno va teniendo desde muy chico. Yo lo baso en que soy una persona muy competitiva. Desde muy chico, nosotros por ahí los sudamericanos estamos acostumbrados a desde muy chicos ser muy competitivos y eso es la manera en la que nos vamos criando y bueno, creo que es algo también que nace de mí, ¿no? De siempre querer ganar, de siempre querer ser competitivo y estar a la altura del lugar que me toque estar siempre.
And that comes from a few different things. I guess notably, if I had to wind it down to two, it'd be just general experience as a professional and then also just lessons I've learned in life. When I look at the competitive side and when people ask me about how am I so competitive, why am I so competitive, that comes from just my upbringing and wanting to be the best, wanting to be successful. And that's something that's kind of ingrained in us as youth in South America. So you see it around the continent, and it's definitely something that I grew up with and that has carried over to my time here with the team.
Matias Vera joining us. growing up in Argentina, is there kind of a circle of, hey, this is a football country, you know, you got to live up to it? Is there that kind of feeling when you're a kid?
No, bueno, es como te decía, ¿no? Uno va teniendo diferentes vivencias dentro de lo que es el fútbol profesional, pero ya de más chico uno va teniendo esa vivencia de que hay que ser muy competitivo, de que el que gana es mejor que el que pierde, y bueno, ese ambiente en el que uno va creciendo, lamentablemente, llevando a diferentes situaciones, ¿no? Porque el que gana es mejor y el que pierde no lo es, y la gente que es muy apasionada en el fútbol se lo toma de tal manera, son muy extremistas, entonces es muy difícil, pero bueno, por eso uno es muy competitivo y entiende de que en el fútbol, para lograr ciertos objetivos, entre comillas, el resultado es el que manda, pero bueno, ese es un proceso en el que uno va trabajando y va entendiendo y va viendo también cómo en diferentes países la cosa va es diferente y se puede llevar de otra manera también.
Glenn, it's definitely day to day in terms of it follows us. It's something where you don't have to be a professional for it to follow you. It kind of takes over the country. There's a big competitive spirit amongst the fans. The players, everybody just wants to win, and that kind of dictates the mood, whether of the neighborhood or the general environment. And that competitive spirit is challenging, right, in the sense that people don't know how to take defeat very well. So that then causes other issues, and then everybody just wants to be the best. And unfortunately, you're in a situation where there can only be one team that's successful. So everyone, how they navigate that is very different. And that's kind of how we see leading to where we are right now as a country.
Who was his favorite Argentine footballer in history? And he can't say Maradona.
No, bueno, a mí, obviamente, que Messi es un referente del fútbol que bueno, que trasciende todo, ¿no? Pero a mí hay un jugador que siempre me gustó de muy chico, que lo admiré, que lo admiré mucho, es Javier Mascherano. Es un jugador que siempre me gustó por la posición, por cómo vivía el fútbol, por cómo traspasaba la pantalla más allá de un partido. Uno siempre se sentía identificado con la manera de jugar, con la manera de transmitir que él tenía, y eso es algo que siempre me gustó, me marcó, que no solamente pasaba en la cancha, que también transmitía eso, que traspasaba la pantalla y toda la gente se sentía identificada con la manera que él tenía de llevar un partido adelante.
Glenn, I think the easy answer would definitely be Messi, just an icon in the game back home in Argentina. But when I also look at some of the players that I idolized as a kid, Javier Mascherano stands out just due to his approach, his view of the game. And when you would see him play, you would feel like you're right there. You would be able to kind of read him as a person, the way he just kind of approached the game. It was very much something that went beyond the screen. You could kind of feel the intensity, his approach to wanting to succeed, so he definitely stands out.
Mati, what is some of the favorite things for you about playing in Major League Soccer, which would be different from the way of Chicago or O'Higgins and the game in South America?
No, bueno, la verdad que lo rico de jugar en esta liga, yo creo que es mucho la posibilidad que tenés de enfrentarte a jugadores que realmente tienen una trayectoria muy buena, que han pasado por clubes muy, muy ricos y poderosos del fútbol. Entonces, creo que la competencia, la competitividad que uno tiene, cómo se tiene que preparar uno, cómo te hace mejorar siempre, cómo siempre tenés que estar preparado para resolver diferentes situaciones, y creo que eso es lo lindo del fútbol, ¿no? Poder competir con los mejores jugadores, y creo que esta liga te da esa posibilidad.
And the top thing would definitely have to be the parity. This is a league that's very competitive, a league where any team will bring out the best in you, so you have to prepare at your best at all times throughout the whole year. There's no game where you could take off. I mean, as a professional, you don't ever take a game off, but everyone will drive you to just prepare at your best because anyone can catch you on a good day, and just the parity is unmatched. So that would definitely be one of the things that stands out.
Matias Vera, he's a fixture in midfield for the Houston Dynamo. We're thankful that he's joined us tonight on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Matias, this game against LAFC poses a lot of challenges, a very high-scoring team, a lot of skilled technical players. Anything in your mind, positionally and as a midfield, that you must do against LAFC on Wednesday?
No, bueno, sabemos la dificultad del partido y también por el momento en que nosotros estamos atravesando, ¿no? De necesidad de conseguir el triunfo. La verdad que yo mirándolo de mi posición, lo que realmente siento en lo que tengo que estar preparado para este partido es poder manejar bien las intervenciones mías y bien las transiciones en cuanto a mi manejo de recuperación y de tenencia. Creo que ese va a ser una parte fundamental de lo que haga el equipo nuestro, tanto defensivamente como para poder que nuestros delanteros puedan generar el mayor peligro, con obviamente sabiendo las debilidades de ellos y cómo podemos lastimarlo, ¿no? Que son con las transiciones, los espacios, porque es un equipo que mantiene mucho la tenencia de pelota, y creo que si somos inteligentes a la hora de recuperar y atacarlos en los espacios que ellos dejan, creo que podemos hacer daño.
Then we know this is a very challenging team. We also find ourselves in a very difficult position. This is pretty much must win for us as we navigate the rest of the year. So in terms of what I have to do and what I will focus on is just managing the transitions. We know how LAFC likes to approach the game, so I want to do my role to win the ball, put our forwards, put the rest of the team in a good spot to attack, find those empty spaces that they may have just due to their approach to the game, and do our best to just make sure we walk out of there with the 3 points.
Is this the kind of game, and this will be the last question, is this the kind of game against that opponent with those players, with their reputation, that if you were to win, could platform you maybe into the playoffs and deeper?
Sí, obvio que sí, obvio que anímicamente sería algo muy importante para el equipo, porque creo que hace varios partidos que el equipo viene teniendo un buen juego y no lo puede ver reflejado en el resultado. Entonces creo que un triunfo sería algo muy importante para el equipo y obviamente que sería ese envión que necesitamos para intentar ganar estos 3 partidos que quedan y ver si podemos clasificar a los playoffs.
Absolutely, Glenn. Just given how both teams are coming into this game, for our confidence, it would be massive to pick up the 3 points and then tackle the next challenge, because it just doesn't get any easier, right? I mentioned earlier the parity, and it will be a challenge for the rest of the season, and we're up for it.
Matias, thank you very much for coming on the program. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on again.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
De nada. My Spanish is not very good. Thank you very much, Matias, for that talented young midfielder for the Houston Dynamo. He will be in action against LAFC. That game, a pregame show, 9 o'clock on Channel 55, 9:30, the kickoff. So tune in to see Matias Vera, the Houston Dynamo, against LAFC. You win that game, there's no telling what can happen. We'll take a break here. It's brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. More to come on Soccer Matters.